watching this Friday Facebook mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty with my good buddy Nick Scherfield, and we're in a little bit of a different spot today. It's the Battle Red boardroom, fittingly, because Sunday's Battle Red Day against the Ravens. And our first question comes from Andrew Galvan. He wants to know, Nick and Drew, how do you think the Texans will bounce back against the Ravens at home after giving up 6 passing TDs against Aaron Rodgers in the pack? Well, I think the Texans are going to bounce back quite nicely. It was a weird week against the Packers. It's not a game typical of what you see from this Texans defense and offense and special teams. I think they're going to come back ready to go. And you got to remember, one of the best players in the game, if not the best player in the game, had his greatest game ever.
Yeah, that'd be Aaron Rodgers with 6 touchdown passes, as it was mentioned.
Timeout. If Michael Jordan had his greatest game ever, or I'm not saying it's Michael Jordan, or anybody in
MVP last year.
Yeah, anybody in the best spot had their greatest game ever. Things are going to be weird.
Yeah, and not only that, his receivers are making outstanding plays. I mean, I think 5 out of 6 of those touchdown catches against the Texans were spectacular plays, one-handed catches, diving catches, catches where they're barely, you know, got it before they fell out of the end zone. So, you know, it was a bad showing for the Texans. No way around that. They felt like they got it handed to them, as Gary Kubiak said after the game. The players are very focused. You know, they wanted to put it behind them as soon as they could. They got in. They watched the film on Monday. Wednesday, they're starting to practice and get ready for the Ravens, a team they've never beaten, 0-6 all time, 0-2 last year, including, of course, the playoff loss in the divisional round at Baltimore. But both of those games last year were at Baltimore, where the Ravens, since the start of last season, are 12-0. They're only 5-5, a 500 team on the road since the start of last season. So the Texans have been good at home. You know, they're eager to kind of even the score a little bit with the Ravens. As J.J. Watt said, you know, they got us at their place. Now we're excited to get in front of our home crowd. So I think you will see them bounce back and play a much better game this week.
No doubt. Austin Lance has this one. Hey, Nick and Drew, keep up the great work. Love what you're doing. I was wondering if you could give us a little background on this Hunter kid we signed from the practice squad. Also, will the uniforms be all red on Battle Red Day or just the tops? Well, first of all, yeah, it's just the jerseys. They'll be Battle Red jerseys, Liberty white pants. It's a nice clean look. And then as far as David Hunter goes, he's from Waller High School, just northwest of here, northwest of Houston. Played at U of H. He's a Cougar. And now he's gone from the practice squad up to the big squad. Does a lot of things well. He can play all 3 defensive line positions in Wade Phillips' 3-4 scheme. So Rick Smith is happy about it. David Hunter's excited about it. It's no fun for Tim Jamison, but yeah, it's going to be fun to see what Hunter can do.
He takes a roster spot of Jamison, who's out for the year now with the torn Achilles. Very unfortunate for Jamison, that injury. But, you know, Hunter, like Jamison, an undrafted guy, he's earned his way kind of the hard way. He didn't spend quite as much time as Jamison on the practice squad, I don't think. But he's 6'3", about 303 pounds. Like you said, he plays all 3 spots. He's done that since he's been here. Gary Kubiak said Monday he's been their scout team defensive player of the week 3 times out of 6 so far this season. So he's made a good impression on the coaches. I think the coaching staff is excited for him as well. And the players, I think, are fired up. You know, they like seeing guys who make it this way. And Hunter, like you mentioned, very ecstatic, you know, a Houston guy. He said he feels like he can't get out of Houston. He kind of joked about that in the locker room on Wednesday, talking about being called up because all of his life he's played football in the Houston area. All of his friends live in the Houston area. You know, he's been getting a lot of shout-outs from people this week. Some of his teammates, veteran guys, are calling him big money now because he made the practice squad and some of his friends from home. So it'll be fun to see how he fits into the rotation, a guy they might need to play now with Tim Jamison being out.
All right, Terrence Parker has this. Nick and Drew, how has Whitney Mercilus been progressing? He hasn't made much of an impact this year. Do you expect him to get more playing time this season, or is he still trying to transition from defensive end to outside linebacker? Well, Gary Kubiak on Wednesday said that you're going to see more of Whitney Mercilus now as the season progresses through these final 10 games. You saw him on Sunday night in a different spot on the field. He was over the center playing, technically it's the nose tackle spot, but he wasn't playing nose tackle. It was just one of those alignments. But yeah, you're going to see him doing some things. We talked to him yesterday in the locker room. He's ready to contribute, and he's just been behind 2 great players in Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin.
He's been playing 10, 12, 15 snaps a game. They did have some specific packages with him in them this last week. That was kind of the first time we've really seen that, where he was on the field at the same time as Connor Barwin and Brooks Reed. Reed and Barwin were on the end. It was a 5-man defensive line, essentially nickel situations, with J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith outside of Mercilus. He was head up on the center. You know, he didn't have any sacks or really any pressures in that game against Aaron Rodgers, but It's something Wade Phillips made a conscious effort to do now that Brian Cushing is out for the year. They needed another guy to take his place on the field as a linebacker and passing down. So Merciless got that chance. We'll see what they do with him throughout the year. He did lead this team in sacks in the preseason, showed a lot of promise then, but he is still making a little bit of the transition, and we'll see how it goes as the season progresses.
No doubt. Raul Sagredo has this. Hey, Drew and Nick, should Wade Phillips sit Jonathan Joseph? Well, me personally wouldn't want to, but he's been getting beat a lot the last two games. Looks like he is a little hurt, and if we do, do we have anybody to replace him? Thanks. Love your show. Well, thanks a lot, Raul. Appreciate the compliments there. As far as Jonathan Joseph sitting, it'll be probably a game time decision. You know, he didn't practice on Wednesday. We'll have to see what he does Thursday and Friday in practice. But the Texans, Kubiak at least said on Wednesday, if he's ready to go, you want him to play because he brings so much to the table. He struggled, though. That's been clear. He's got that groin injury that's been bothering the last few weeks.
Yeah, he was an absolute lockdown corner last year, and he was a good corner before that in his years in Cincinnati before he signed with the Texans. So it has been a little strange and a little uncharacteristic to see him giving up some of these big passing plays in the last couple of weeks that he has. You know, the touchdown of Jordy Nelson in the first quarter against the Packers, some big plays against the Jets as well, one where he kind of stumbled at the line of scrimmage. You know, he said he's fine. He's a tough guy, though, and he's going to say that. He did not practice because of a groin issue on Wednesday. Wasn't expected to practice Thursday either. We'll see. Kubiak said it'll be an end-of-the-week decision. But like you mentioned, he said he never thinks that way as far as we're going to let him sit because the bye week's coming up. If he's healthy, he'll play. If he's not healthy and the trainers say, you know, it's bothering him, we need to give him some time off, he won't play. And it's as simple as that, and we'll probably know at the end of the week.
Final question is also a defensive one. It's from Nick McDonald. He asks, how soon do you think it will be until Barrett Rood will be ready to rotate in as an inside linebacker? Having him and a healthy Sharpton could really help strengthen the middle of our defense. In theory, yes, but that depends on Sharpton's health if he's ready to go. And as far as Rood getting rotated in, he said on his first day here he's not going to play until he knows he's not going to be a liability out there. He's got to learn Wade Phillips' defense because playing that position, you have to make a lot of the calls. So he has to be the guy that gets everybody in position properly.
Yeah, I think Brady James will probably still do a lot of that, but if he's going to be on the field at all, he's obviously got to be up to speed. And, you know, Kubiak said last week it might have been a reach for him to play on Sunday. He didn't play. You know, it was only 4 or 5 days after he had signed with the Texans. I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there this week, maybe a limited amount. If not this week, they do have the bye week coming up. So I think definitely after the bye, fully expect to see him out there. Sharpton, we'll have to see, you know, what Kubiak says about him this week. If he's coming back, it sounded like he was a couple weeks away at least when we asked Kubiak about it a week or two ago. But he is at that point where you can try and activate him off the PUP list. We'll see. He's a guy who's going to compete for a starting job had he been healthy early on this offseason. So hopefully for his sake and for the team's sake, you know, he's been working hard in rehab, he can get back.
Definitely want to see Daryl Sharpton back because of what he brings to the table. All right, that's going to do it for this Friday Facebook mailbag. Wear your battle red on Sunday. Well, heck, wear it today if you want, and tomorrow as well. Wear it 365 days.
We probably should have worn some for this mailbag.
I know, it's poor team spirit on our part.
It's okay.
But we'll wear it on Sunday.
Yes.
So have a great weekend, and we'll see you later.